Study of the context important. Concerning this whole matter, W.C. White, after spending a day or two studying it carefully, on June 1, 1910, wrote to Edson, taking the position that the context of the statement must be considered. It is evident that the vision of September 23, 1850, as published in, under the title The Gathering Time, was given to correct the prevalent error of time setting, and to check the fanatical doctrines being taught regarding the return of the Jews to Jerusalem. The statement concerning the daily of, as published in early writings, appeared first in Present Truth, Volume 1, Number 11, dated Paris, Maine, November 1850. During the same month and in the same place, there was published the first number of Second Advent Review and Sabbath Herald, which has continued as the church paper of Seventh-day Adventists ever since. In this first number appears an article by Elder Joseph Bates on the Laodicean Church, in which he writes a considerable length on the confused state of various bodies of Advent believers, in contrast with the unity that the commandment-keeping Adventists were endeavoring to maintain. On the point of confusion of many bodies of Adventists at that period in their history, over the question of prophetic time, he declares, "For six successive years, viz., from the fall of 1844 to the spring and fall of 1850, the most of these leading members have been aiding and assisting each other in changing the chronology, i.e., the world's history, to prove that they were on the true position. What have they gained? Answer: nothing but disappointment and confusion." At one point a little later in the discussions, Elder Daniels, accompanied by W.C. White and C.C. Chrysler, eager to get from Ellen White herself just what the meaning was of her early writing statement, went to her and laid the matter before her. Daniels took with him early writings and the 1843 chart. He sat down close to her and plied her with questions. His report of this interview was confirmed by W.C. White. "I first read to Sister White the statement given above in early writings. Then I placed before her our 1843 prophetic chart used by our ministers in expounding the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation. I called her attention to the picture of the sanctuary and also to the 2,300-year period as they appeared on the chart. I then asked if she could recall what was shown her regarding this subject. As I recall her answer, she began by telling how some of the leaders who had been in the 1844 movement endeavored to find new dates for the termination of the 2,300-year period. This endeavor was to fix new dates for the coming of the Lord. This was causing confusion among those who had been in the Advent movement. In this confusion, the Lord revealed to her, she said, that the view that had been held and presented regarding the dates was correct, and that there must never be another time set, nor another time message. I then asked her to tell what had been revealed to her about the rest of the daily, the prince, the host, the taking away of the daily, and the casting down of the sanctuary. She replied that these features were not placed before her in vision as the time part was. She would not be led out to make an explanation of those points of the prophecy. The only conclusion I could draw from her free explanation of the time and her silence as to the taking away of the daily and the casting down of the sanctuary was that the vision given her was regarding the time, and that she received no explanation as to the other parts of the prophecy, DF 201b, AGD Statement, September 25, 1931. Since charts figure in this matter, Ellen White's attitude in this interview is given strong support as the reckoning of the Cummings 1854 prophetic chart is studied. In this, the Jewish altar of daily sacrifice in 446 BC is used as the starting point for a new 2,300-year time span set to end in 1854. This chart, published at Concord, New Hampshire, in 1853, was typical of charts that commenced the 2,300 days with what was said to be the taking away of the daily sacrifice.